attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. We're going to be talking about an issue, drone wars and our future. Drone wars. You know, drones, those little things that fly around there. Drone wars in our future. What is it about drones that intrigue so many? Why is it that overwhelming majority, if not all, of the, how would you say, consumer-based drones made in China? About 90% or better of those that are used by our police departments, law enforcement, NIH, CIA, FBI, et cetera, all made in China. What does that do to our protection in the future? We're going to talk about that today. All of this was brought to my mind when I listened to Pete Hegseth and President Trump talking about the drone dominance is now in the hands of China. China controls the drones around the world. What has brought this to the forefront is because China at any given moment could cut off the production and or sale of drones to America. If we have drones being made in America, and a very limited number are, we have to get our raw materials to make them from China. Now, how does all of that play into what I call a central biblicist worldview? I believe we need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about drones? I'm going to pause for a moment, because you won't find the word drones in the Scripture. It doesn't exist. There's several places that I believe we can point to and isolate a weaponry system that will be used in the days of the tribulation that I believe can be identified as drones. We'll isolate that, talk about that during the broadcast today, but I want to know your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings in relationship to right now. I believe $1.5 billion has been set aside for America out of the big beautiful bill. Set aside in that bill to get production of drones in America for American manufacturers to be able to make drones that would be cost effective. Right now, to make a drone in America, China can make the drone for about 1/3 the total cost that we spend to make a drone in America. Will that make a difference in the future? How will it play? How will drones, listen carefully, how will drones play into the hands of the Antichrist? In Revelation 13, how will drones play into the hands of those carrying out war in the last days that's called the war with Russia? The five nations in league with Russia coming against the nation of Israel. Will there be drones in that system? What can a drone do? I believe we need to understand, and I'll touch on this, and then we will continue our monologue and open our telephone lines shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, today, drones are very quiet, very sophisticated. Even consumer-grade drones today are beyond the stretch of my imagination of what would have been in the hands of the common citizens 20, 30 years ago. Drones can watch with cameras, lens. Do you realize a drone can fly over, can watch you, videotape what you're doing, where you're going? Did you realize a drone can listen to what you're saying? Did you realize that a drone can carry weapons, missiles, and bombs, especially in the military-grade drones? Did you realize a drone can be used to track, to trace, to follow, to emulate, and to, if you please, catch a person, an individual? Drones are silent, selective, and seriously dangerous in the wrong hands. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason I want us to understand, and I have said this many times before, as we look at things in the world through the prism of the Word of God, we understand today that the chessmen are being put in place on the chessboard for the final days in this old world. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. And everything that we see in Matthew 24 and 25, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, are all coming to pass very, very rapidly. And it's setting the stage for the sudden snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christians, be suddenly seen snatched out of this old world. And the Antichrist will take control. And the Antichrist will be able to control the globe. And how? How will he know where we are? I won't be here. How will he know where you are if you've not said yes to Jesus? How will he be able to trace, track, and find you? How are they tracing, tracking, and following every human being in China today? It's by cameras, and multitudes of them are fixed to drones that literally trace and track, and many of them trace and track based on the body movement, the iris of the eye, the facial profile, and know who you are, where you are at all times. Do we want that in America? Is that already happening in America? What will happen when the rapture of the church takes place? And there are those today that's listening, perhaps, and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and you're left behind. What will you do to eat and to have a home and to travel? It will be left to in the hands of the Antichrist, watching, waiting, tracking, controlling every move that individuals make. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand as we look at the issues each and every day, we do so through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus in John 8:31 and 32 said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the Bible declares, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And ladies and gentlemen, that always gives me comfort and encouragement to know that God's Word doesn't need modification, doesn't need updating, doesn't need any changing, it doesn't need to have things deleted, depleted, or added to. God's Word is settled in heaven, and so shall it ever be. I go back to the statement of George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I find that to be factually true today. If you don't believe that, just get involved in a dialogue and discussion in relationship to the wicked, evil, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party, and you'll find somebody to get all upset. If you talk about theological doctrinal issues and get over into the woke, progressive mindset that Christians and churches ought to embrace the Sodomite lifestyle, you'll get into deep, deep water, because there are those that will challenge you that you can't say no to a Sodomite or somebody that believes in abortion as being claiming to be saved and be in your church. After all, they'll say, tell you, God loves everybody, and they pervert the term love by wanting to embrace that which the world embraces to be sure they're not going to offend anybody. And I go to the fact that about a year ago a survey was made, and it said in the headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The article begins with the fact that Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things. Truth is real events, real facts, real actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. That's a pretty good statement from Webster's Dictionary. However, this article reads that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. That's not but one version of truth. You start dissecting truth, bifurcating truth, and you get a whole line. We need to stick to truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint says this in part. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches. I'm looking at a headline that's almost frightening. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And ladies and gentlemen, on Truth Network, the network that we're on, we stand for truth. We absolutely believe that we need to look at what the Bible says, analyze what's happening on a global basis through the prism of the Word of God, analyze it, dissect it, filter it down, and look at what is happening and say, based on God's Word, this is true. Ladies and gentlemen, the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. We need to love it, live it, listen to it, seek it, and stand for truth even to death. I don't know any better way to state that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, Tools for Time, is located right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. A benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about drone wars and our future. As I stated a little earlier in portion of the monologue, there's about $1.5 billion has been allocated for the production of drones in America. The full statement said that we want to manufacture up to, listen, Pete Hegseth and President Trump said we want to manufacture up to 100,000 drones per month. My question is, why the push? Why are we wanting to stockpile drones? Millions of them in American military. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have a war chest with that because Pete Hegseth said, and I quote, listen to this, it's very serious. All future wars will not be kinetic, that is, boots on the ground, but in fact will consist of drones, jets, air wars, not boots on the ground, end quote. So therefore we are looking at the future tense of future wars. So that's the reason I'm calling it drone wars and our future. How do we stack up on that? What should we view as Christians? We're going to talk about this fact of the buildup of the drones, why we're doing that, what will be the end results, and how will it play out as we set the stage, in my opinion, for the Antichrist to utilize those things we're creating and developing and utilizing today. The serious issue, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is with American drones is the fact that China now provides about 90% of the drones used in America. American law experts, America law enforcement, fire departments, police departments, CIA, FBI, et cetera, all use drones made in China. And listen, here's the problem that very rarely is spoken of. With each drone, each computer, each drone that is manufactured and created in China, they have a back door. What do I mean by back door? They can tune in, they can listen, they can divert the flight, they can change it, they can crash it, they can shut it off at any time. And yet we have everything that's being used today in the realm of consumer drones, as well as the overwhelming majority, if not all, of what is used for law enforcement drones and military drones are made in China. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that puts America in grave jeopardy in case that we're having to use the majority of them in some type of war that involves China. I'm going to read the paragraph of an article, then we'll open our telephone lines. Headline says, U.S. wants to break China's drone dominance, but why it won't be so easy to do. The U.S. is currently attempting to dismantle China's overwhelming lead in drone production, but it faces significant structural, economic, and supply chain hurdles. Point number one, I'll read a portion. While the Pentagon has launched ambitious programs like the $1.5 billion drone dominance initiative, China still controls 90% of the global commercial drone production. The primary challenge is not technical capability, but industrial scale. According to the Wall Street Journal and other reports, most drones are relatively simple to build, yet China's massive manufacturing ecosystem allows them to produce units at a fraction of the cost of the American alternative. For example, American U.S.-made military-grade drone is about $15,000, while it is about three times the price of the same drone made in China. Ladies and gentlemen, this might seem far-fetched, but let me just fast-forward to set the stage of where we're going. I believe when we look at the biblical record and we see what is taking place under the hands of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, Antichrist can watch, track, and follow every human being on the face of the globe. It's not because the Antichrist is supernatural or is omniscient at all. It means he will have the tools in his hands that we're developing, setting up, and putting in place today. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that in the final days of the tribulation, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 and following, the word from out of the east, that is the far east, speaking of China, will come on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation chapter 9, a Chinese army of about 200 million foot soldiers will be on the scene in the days of the tribulation. In the days of the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 9, there will be those things looks like scorpions flying in the air that has stings in the tails, the scripture says. We'll get to that a little later. The stings in the tails could be nothing more than those bullets that are being fired, rapid fire from the drones. A drone can carry munitions. Drone can have cameras. Drones can have microphones to listen. Drones can track, trace, follow, and destroy depending on the type drone. And here we are now in America. We've gone this far allowing China to build all of the drones that we're using. We have placed our military, in my opinion, in grave danger. We've placed our nation in serious jeopardy as a result of that. And at the same time, as we're trying to correct that problem and get the initiative up to par so that we can develop our own drones and not allow China to control the drone system, we're setting the stage for the Antichrist. And we're setting the stage for the days after the rapture of the church. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. As far as drone technology there, the U.S. military has their standing laws in the United States says that the military must maintain its own ability to manufacture military-grade weapons and technology. There's a defense magazine out here. You can probably find it very easily through Google. But what you need to Google is something called Swarm. It's called Swarm Warfare. And Iran practiced a small amount of this in the last few months here. And basically what it states is you could overwhelm a technologically advanced system by simply throwing hundreds. So if you've got one Patriot missile and you've got a battery that has a box of X number of missiles, let's just say there's four in a small, simple little battery there. Well, how do you overwhelm that? You send 400 drones at it. It's kind of like the African killer bee thing. And they're talking about the Chinese have been developing this type of technology with very simple machines, and they're using it in conjunction with their warfare. So you went back to a 200 million man army there. Well, let's say each man's armed with a Kalashnikov and he's got a standard loadout of ammunition, but each man also is carrying a drone, and they come up against another army and they release just a quarter of them, 50 million drones all at once. That's an overwhelming amount of drones that can be used in a swarm with low-grade technology to try to neutralize an enemy force. And like I said, it's out there. All you got to do is read about it. And the Chinese are also as well expanding. They have robots that they are really pushing hard on. They have more robots in industry today than any other nation in the world. They've got entire systems in warehousing and manufacturing in place that can work 24/7, 365. And you were talking about computer technology. I'll just throw out a number here as far as monitoring. If one single person monitors 100 people in a 12-hour workday, no breaks, does nothing there, he can only spend a little over 7 minutes on each person there. One single AI, artificial intelligence farm, can calculate 24 quintillion calculations every second. That's 10 to the 18th power. So you're talking about the ability to network massive amounts of machinery, the phones in your hands, the closed circuit televisions, the drones with cameras, the drones with GPS, everything else that has a computer chip in it. And also, if you look at China, they had a company here in the United States. The government says, if you're a government employee, you can't have this phone. It's like HUWIATHA or something like that.
Yes.
But those phones have a chip in it that phones home and sends info back. So this is something that the United States does need to address.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at an article that says Ukraine war demonstrated the need for mass numbers of drones. They have consumed roughly 10,000 drones per month. And one of the things that's happening now is the drones that had been shipped to Russia were coming out of the Iran, and now that system's been shut down, Russia's not getting the drones, and so therefore Russia is not being able to continue the battle in a heavy fashion against Ukraine. And here's, in fact, I think it was just 2 or 3 days ago, Russia wanted to have a 2 or 3 day pause in their warfare against Ukraine. And some asked the question, well, why would they want to do that? It's because they were celebrating what was called the anniversary of the Russian breakaway, where it's Russia rather than the USSR. And it's there, we celebrate the 4th of July, they celebrate that date. But the whole problem was, in my opinion, is that they are not getting enough drones to carry out the battle that's being retaliated against them by Ukraine. And by the way, all of the Ukrainian drones, 10,000 a month since they've started the war, been coming out of the production in America, and we've been spending about $15,000 per drone. And yet on the other side of the coin with the Chinese drones, I watched a brief video clip, Jim, with a huge airplane, I think it was C-130 or one of those larger ones like that, that opened the cargo bay and dropped out of that cargo bay about 10,000 drones, each drone then going a different direction with already programmed a target that at one time 10,000 drones can reach their target and go in, swoop in silently, unheard and very rarely seen, until the damage is done or the war has been won in that fashion. So as I'm looking at this, it's fascinating to me as I see the technology, but at the same time, we need to recognize as Christians what we're doing. We're witnessing the stage being set, the pieces of the puzzle being put together, and the chessmen being put on the chessboard so that when the rapture of the church takes place, which could happen at any moment, the Antichrist, the lawless one, steps on the scene and has everything in place to use against the world for his domination and control. I am of the opinion that we need to analyze each event, what we see today in the world, through the prism of the Word of God to understand better what God is doing. Yes, there are peripheral reasons. Yes, there are peripheral benefits. Yes, there are things that we're doing today that's needed. And when I watched Pete Hegseth say the future wars will not be kinetic, that is, boots on the street, but will be air wars, carried out by jet airplanes and drones. That was a major, major statement that I took in and started analyzing. This is where we're going. This is what is taking place. This is what God is doing. And when you look, Jim, in particular, at Daniel, Revelation chapter 9, and the scripture talks about swarms like scorpions in the air, and they had stings in the tails. Back many, many years ago, and for many years hence, most conservative theologians have said that's an identification of helicopters in a warfare. I am prone to say today that that is the full identification of what we see with drones and the drone capability of doing war, and at the same time with Pete Hegseth and the president saying that's needed for us to be in a position to carry out war in America. I'm prone to believe that, but at the same time, I'm prone to recognize where we're headed on a global basis for the last of the last days. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Santiago is on the line. Santiago, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Jumbo. I think we have to make sure that all the technology is made in the United States, especially the telephone. They should have to be made in the United States, because China, they can use what the Israel used to Iran. Is use the phone like a device for explosion, you know, and they can kill a lot of American like us, you know, especially the military. They can target the military, all the high military through the phone. God bless you. That's my point.
Santiago, you're exactly right, and I'll just pick up on that statement and enlarge it a little. If we have drones, and we do, the majority of which are made in China, and even with our military-grade drones, let's just use some hypothetical, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say that out of the belly of a C-130, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 drones are dropped over the enemy to carry out the task. What if, and this is a what if that I believe can be refined to possibility, not just a hypothetical what if, as those are dropped to go on the enemy, China then, through its genius and its architecture of that drone, have a system which we historically have called a backdoor to get in it, can redirect those drones and direct them over America or American-held, if you please, interest, and do the destruction, reversing the destruction, letting it be against us. That's not happened, but why hasn't it? When will it happen? What is the potentiality of that? I believe we need to recognize the dangers of what is taking place with what we're doing and placing our whole life's future militarily and in security in the hands of Chinese manufacturers making the drones, just simply because the cost is so much less than American-made drones. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe our future is worth preserving, even though we understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is going to take place in the very near future. The rapture of the church. You say, what does that mean? That means the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, be suddenly seized, suddenly disappear, snatched out of this old world. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, time that it happens, the moment that it happens, the Antichrist Christ steps on the scene and rules with a dominating power that Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3, and verse 4 and 5 in particular, says that his power is given to him by Satan himself. It is a demonically induced satanically induced power that the Antichrist has to subdue the entire world. That's on the horizon. That's not a matter of if. That's not a matter of perhaps. It's a matter of fact. It's just a matter of when. And I am simply saying to us, we need to look at the Word of God and understand that God tells us past, present, future, what has happened, what is happening, what shall happen, so that we'll have more comfort and peace and rest and knowing that God is in control. Listen, what is taking place in this battle in Iran is not something that's happenstance. What's happening with Russia coming against Ukraine, as you recall, 4.5, almost 5 years ago, I said it was the lighting the wick of the future of the major World War III in the last of the last days. We're not witnessing any calming down or settling down of war with Russia against Ukraine. We're witnessing today, however, the stretching of the Russian hands reaching over into the Middle East with what had been supplied as far as oil and the drones, etc., etc. We're witnessing the hand of God, ladies and gentlemen, prophetically speaking, eschatologically speaking. Listen, we're going to have the top of the hour news right after the news. Be right back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn $90. Hang in there until we get right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.